Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Alexander Audio, and my guest today is Sharon Jacobisi, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Los Angeles. And she's been a teacher for about 10 years, and recently she's had occasion to use Skype to work with students not in person. And we're going to talk today a little bit about how she's using that process, what she sees as the potential for it, maybe a few tips for other Alexander teachers who want to give it a try. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here as well. I guess the first question I would want to ask you is, how is it that you happen to be working with people using Skype?
Well, what happened was a little over a year ago, I spoke at an event here in Los Angeles. I do a lot of public speaking, and I speak to people about their body language and their voice in front of an audience. So the means that I use is the Alexander technique. Well, the people that were at this event live in other cities, like up near the Bay Area and in Utah, places where they're not able to drive to me to work with me in person. But at that speaking event, I was able to get almost everyone at the event up in front of the group so they could see when they went into a fight or flight state, and then gave them some hands-on guidance to free up their necks so they were long and open, and it grounded them and gave them a more powerful stance in front of the audience. Well, there were a few people that were sort of stunned, and all of us have had that experience working with new people where they're sort of stunned by how they feel with a little bit of hands-on guidance. And all three of these people were not in Los Angeles, and so I offered them Skype sessions.
Mm-hmm. And so you started working with them using Skype, and I assumed you used video as well as audio aspects of Skype?
Yes, all of our Skype sessions were done using the video camera so I could see their use. I could see when they were going into a back and down pattern or a forward and down pattern with their head, neck, and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would not want to do Skype without the video.
Mm-hmm. And did they have cameras set up or so that you could see them in profile or see them as they moved, for example?
Yeah, just the camera that was built into the computer. So my computer has a camera that's built into it, and all the people that I've worked with have cameras built into their computer as well. And that was fine. There wasn't any other camera that was needed. Mm-hmm. To do the sessions.
Mm-hmm. So very, almost really no special equipment at all.
Nope.
Just what comes with Skype and your computer. And what was your experience in working with them?
Well, you know, it was actually a really wonderful experience. One of the women, when I first met her, literally, if people looked at her, she would experience such social anxiety. She would practically choke herself with tension in her neck, and she wouldn't be able to speak. And so through every session, we started with awareness, and then she would do some constructive rest. And instead of giving her hands-on guidance, I would just talk her through, you know, letting your neck be free. Just imagine your spine lengthening along the floor. Don't do anything. So I would use the same language that I use when I'm with my students in person, and I was watching her and then always coming back to having her sort of engage her kinesthetic sense. And everybody I've worked with through Skype has been quite pleased with the changes that they've made. And I've also communicated with them, like, at some point, you would probably really love an in-person session.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. Well, there are some teachers who have used Skype to work with people that have never had any hands-on work. And I'm wondering what you, I assume you haven't done that yourself, right? Or have you?
No, I haven't.
What do
I
you
haven't.
see from your experience so far? What do you see as the potential for that kind of interaction, that kind
Well,
of teaching?
I think, it's our responsibility to tell people, you would absolutely enjoy and benefit from hands-on guidance when it's possible. And since at this moment that isn't possible, we can work through Skype.
Yeah, well, that's my approach as well. I've worked with a few people who have not had any hands-on work because there simply is no one anywhere near them who could provide that. And certainly it's not a substitute for hands-on work, but I found that you can get quite a bit of information across. And obviously, as you say, you want to encourage them at whenever, if ever, the opportunity presents itself to actually have an actual lesson. From your experience so far with this, and I think it's fair to say we're talking in summer of 2012, pretty early on in terms of number of students, a number of teachers who are using Skype, and most of the teachers who are using Skype have not done a lot of work with it. What do you see as what would you say to a teacher who's listening to this who maybe is hesitant to do it because, gosh, the Alexander technique, it's really in large part about that direct hands-on guidance. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, first, I would say some Alexander technique is better than no Alexander technique. To be exposed to the principles, to be exposed to the idea of your faulty kinesthesia, what you feel you're doing isn't what you're actually doing, and to be exposed to the idea of inhibition, of stopping. And I think coming from the perspective of an Alexander Technique teacher who's had 1,600 hours of training, probably plus a whole lot more because we're all so hooked on this stuff. I think if people can be exposed to it in some way, that's better than saying, oh no, I'm not going to do that because it's not perfect Alexander Technique.
And do you have any, just from again from your own experience, any technical suggestions for someone who is contemplating embarking on it? I mean, from what I have found, I mean, you've used just the built-in camera, which I think is fine for the teacher, but what I've found is that it really helps to have a separate camcorder that a student can set up, or not a camcorder, but a little camera that can show them, say, walking across the room in a wide-angle shot as well as profile shots, that it, that the more visual options you have, the better. And it also is really helpful if they if there's a way they can have a microphone, a clip-on microphone, so that they can talk to you can talk to them as they're moving, even if they're some distance away from the computer. So
Well,
those are things I've found.
I use a Mac, and even when I have the student walking around the room, if they and everyone I've used with I've worked with on Skype has a laptop, so if they just angle the top of the laptop a little bit back, I can see them walking. And I can hear them speaking as well. I haven't had issues with audio or with being able to see them. I haven't found that a challenge, but I could see how having a camcorder would be really helpful. I just wouldn't want the setup to be stopping anyone or interfering with saying, oh, I don't really want to deal with the camera, so therefore I'm not going to do it.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't touched on? Again, bearing in mind that we're talking now at a very early stage of this process, and perhaps anything you want to say about let's say the controversial aspects of it in some teachers' minds. I'm sure you've bumped into that along the way.
Well, it's funny. I sort of my okay, I'm gonna give you a little backstory before I answer that question. Before I became an Alexander Technique teacher, I had a moment in a lesson of my own where I was like, wow, I've got to share this with the world, because I had major pain that had just was gone out of my body, and my ability to deal with a really stressful job had improved so much. I worked with kids with autism, and my ability to deal with that job was really, really improved. And so my vision for being an Alexander Technique teacher is to give as many people the opportunity to gain these skills. So I've kind of ignored the controversy and just done my work. And while Like I said, while they don't get hands-on guidance, their use is improved. They feel lighter. They feel less stress in their bodies. They're happy at the end of sessions. The students I work with are happy at the end of sessions, and they feel like they're in a relationship with their own bodies that was not there before, a relationship that is healthier and kinder. So I would say my one-on-one interaction with people I have worked with on Skype overrides what anybody else might think about me doing that.
Yeah, well, I've kind of taken more or less the same tack myself, so it's good to hear someone else. And I suppose, if we could point out that Mr. Alexander didn't have any hands-on guidance, and he didn't have really any outside guidance to develop this work. So a student who's working with a teacher using Skype, a teacher who has trained eyes and pretty good sense of the right kind of language to use, is way, way ahead of Alexander when he got started. He was a smart guy, but he didn't have that outside help. So anything else you want to add before we bring this to a close?
Yeah, I think the other teaching tool that's very helpful, since both if both people are using cameras, is my students look at me as well when we're on Skype sessions, so I can reflect back to them. I can see that your head is forward and down, and your shoulders are coming up, and that's really straining your neck. And I would literally show them what that looked like on my own body. And then stop and direct myself and allow for a few whispered ahs to release up out of that pattern. So they're also watching me. And maybe in our community, we're not as consciously aware of the teaching that we're giving people with how what they're seeing in us.
Yes. Oh, I think
We're
that's absolutely
modeling for
true.
them.
Yeah.
So we're
Well, and
modeling for
I
them on
think
camera and in person.
I think a lot of teachers would illustrate things like a delicate slouch, for example, or stiffening up kind of thing to their students, and you can certainly do that on Skype as well. So, well, I think maybe that's a good place to bring our conversation to a close. My guest has been Sharon Giacobisi, an Alexander Technique teacher in Los Angeles. And we're going to put a link to her website by the interview, and also a couple of other links, one to a list of Alexander teachers, mostly at the moment in the US, but one or two in the UK as well, who are available for Skype sessions. And we'll also put a link to a website that will give you more information about the Alexander technique generally and how to find a teacher in your area if there is one. Sharon, thanks so much for being on the show.
You're welcome, Robert. Thanks for having me.